Fawn, would you like to tell us?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. He would be in compliance because he's complying with the section about making regular payments. He would have been making at least one payment per year, so he would still be in substantial compliance.
So in other words, anyone currently under a wage garnishment would be in compliance under this bill. Is that what I understand?
As long as they are employed and CSED is receiving payments through their employer, yes.
Okay, so that would apply maybe to even if I went for the seasonal worker and went on unemployment during the wintertime. Would that be correct also?
Mr. Chair, yes, since unemployment is also attached by CSED, you would still be in substantial compliance.
Okay, well, I guess my biggest concern is mainly judicial in nature. Under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, let me get it out here somewhere. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law or the equal protection. My question here is that when you take a driver's license, it's not a right, it's a privilege. And if you're taking away one of my privileges, I think this law might be close to the 14th Amendment violation. The other one that I have is the pursuit of happiness. While it is not listed in the United States Constitution, it is in the Declaration of Independence. Black's Law Dictionary, it reads as follows. As used in constitutional law, this right includes personal freedom, freedom of contract, exemption from oppression or individuous discrimination, the right to follow one's individual preference in a choice of an occupation. And the way I would understand or to interpret part of this bill anyway is that you would be denying me that right to go out and get a business license to start something up because I was in arrears in child support. If you want me to pay more child support, then perhaps you should give me some incentive that I would be able to go out and earn more money. This bill does exactly the opposite. And it causes me to really consider whether I want to go into business or not and become a productive member of a society and a community and a state. I think it has some real negative implications here, and I would hope that you would take a real close look at some of these constitutional issues that I brought up. The other one is a couple of them that you've got, your driver's license. If you found that somebody was non-compliant, how would they even drive to get to work? I have some real problems with this bill. And I would hope that I understand that the agency or the Child Support Enforcement Agency is having problems collecting the money. Many years ago, 4 or 5 years or 6 years ago or so, I went and beat the halls of the legislature both for and against CSED and trying to get them more people, more money, tools that they could use to collect more money, and it's quite obvious that either those laws are ineffective or the agency themselves is ineffective in using those laws. It just drives me crazy to think that all that work that I did for years has not resulted in any increase in the agency. If this is a bill as a result of the agency failing their federal audit or whatever the reason is, that they need to come to the legislature every 5 years or 10 years and get more laws on the books to collect money, what are they doing with what they got? They've got garnishments, they've got liens, they've got numerous tools that they're able to use. And if they don't use the tools they got, why is the legislature giving them more tools? I'm going to hold the rest of my comments for later on, maybe if this bill ever moves and whatnot, but I just wanted to voice my opinion and to let you know don't blame everything on the obligors out there. Look at the agency and see what they're doing. And one question I'd just like to answer real briefly. When I send in child support payment, whether I do or my employer does, and you collect $300 on an AFDC case, $50 of it goes to the pass-through. If I send you $10 million in that given month, $50 goes through as a pass-through. Thank you very much.
Representative Porter, did you have a question, sir?
Well, just a comment, I think, to try to answer a couple of the questions that were posed. It's unfortunate, I guess, that the CS for this bill is not there, because the bill, as I read it, is not to replace the tools that the agency has, but to give it one more, and that is a tool to try to get at people who are self-employed and are not then available for garnishees as employees. And having some familiarity with the 14th Amendment, the 14th Amendment doesn't guarantee these things. It says that it cannot, these things, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, whatever, will not be deprived without due process. Most of these orders are as a result of a court process, and that is due process, and so I don't think that there's a concern.
Thank you, Mr. Armstrong. We'll bring this up again if you had. And incidentally, if you have any information that you'd like to get in the hands of the committee, we'd be happy to hear that and bring them also to the prime sponsor so that we can have a better answer in the future. Is there someone else in Wrangell that wished to testify?
Yes, my name is Patricia Neal.
Go ahead, Patricia.
I'm married to a non-custodial parent who has been in compliance with child support payments and with Child Support Enforcement Division since October 30th, 1992. Yet I have an 18-page log of my dealings with Child Support Enforcement for the past 1.5 years, and it doesn't paint a very good picture of CSED and how it operates. My husband and I have both been treated quite badly by CSED, and this is a father who pays his child support. CSED is ineffective and unprofessional in its dealings. And it's this kind of treatment we've received by child support enforcement that frightens me when I read a bill such as House Bill 458. Child support enforcement does not need another tool. Much of what is covered in this bill is already covered under present law. If child support enforcement would do their job, this bill wouldn't be necessary. They have 50% garnishment. They can place liens on personal property, and that includes vessels. They know where the people are by going through and checking on their vessel licenses as well as their permits. They even have IRS, a permanent fund intercept, and they also have access to organizations or companies that incorporate, and they have access to that list of directors. I know that one personally. I don't feel that there's a need for this bill. I think it's going to generate more of a pool of deadbeat parents that will be bureaucratically created. It'll be a much worse problem than you have now. That's all I have to say.
All right, thank you very much. I think we'll go back to Fairbanks for the final call. Douglas O'Brien. You're still waiting, Douglas.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. First, I want to talk a little bit about philosophy before we get into some of the specifics of what this bill is all about. This is a bad bill.
Yeah. Douglas, we have about 3 minutes, and then we have to vacate the premises here for the next committee, so if you could just kind of abbreviate it, I would appreciate it, sir.
Okay. Well, first of all, to take a national issue for a second, Clinton has been pushing something that's called the health care crisis. That's actually a misnomer. The health care industry is actually not the health care industry. It's the illness care industry. If you want to talk about health care, you're going to talk about exercise and diet and these sorts of things. In this issue, we have a misnomer. We call this child support. This is not child support. Child support takes on two different venues. One is the physical and financial support, which is what you're talking about here. The other one is the emotional support, which is called visitation. In the state of Alaska, unlike successful states that have very high compliance rates, does not enforce visitation. In the state of Michigan, which has, as I understand it, the highest compliance rate for child support, they enforce visitation. Not only do they enforce visitation, but they make it conditional on the person receiving child support. Now let's talk specifically about the problems here. This bill builds on the myth of this concept called the deadbeat dad. This is another one of these myths, and it's a misnomer. First of all, you kind of hinted around the bush, and I would strongly suggest you not go forward on this until you understand how this system works. This is not in your purview because this is a health and social services issue. First of all, how do people get behind so far on these child support orders? First of all, you have an agency there that is almost impossible to deal with. Secondly, the Alaska State Legislature has empowered these people to go back in time 10 years to have people prove that they have complied with court orders. Now, as a comparison, a lot of people have a problem with the Internal Revenue Service. The Internal Revenue Service cannot go back more than 3 years, and certainly not more than seven, unless they prove some sort of fraud. So the reason that a lot of these people get behind on these ridiculously high child support situations are twofold. First of all, people of former husband and wife make arrangements where they can share medical bills, where they share custody, and so forth. And then for some reason, one of the people gets the Child Support Enforcement Agency involved, and they act like attack dogs, and they automatically decide to have people come forward with 10 years of records. Now, this was a mistake on the Alaska State Legislature's part, to make people produce 10 years worth of records. And of course, almost nobody can do that. And when you attack on the penalties and interest, it just becomes totally prohibitive. I could go on and on about this if you've got a few more minutes.
I think you know, you do offer some meaningful input and perhaps understanding. However, I think what we'd like to do is to make sure that you have the right bill copy in front of you, and we will get the prime sponsor up here. I like to have the person who's carrying the legislation or who's moving the legislation here so that he or she can address...
He was just sitting next to me a few minutes ago, and we talked at length for about 30 minutes while we were waiting for the last situation, and it was a very involved discussion. I think a lot of people are not aware of what the Child Support Enforcement Agency is all about, and they assume that this is about child support, that this is about deadbeat dads, and this is about collection of real and viable past payments.
I'm sure that that's the feeling that some of us have, and we are open to education. We just won't be able to educate a great deal more today. If you have anything in writing, we'd be happy to hear that, and when we do bring it back up again, we'll try to give you a little more time to perhaps amplify on it. But and I do agree that there's a lot of education that we all need in this instances here. But we're trying to come up with any way possible to try to collect for those families that are doing without or relying upon the state, you know, for their bare, you know, their bare needs here. So any help that you can give us along those lines should be mailed to me. And then I'll see that the committee gets a copy of that, and you're welcome to testify again, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much for testifying today. And with that, we're going to go ahead and conclude at this time. We will take up, we'll carry over this bill, as well as the APUC extension bill. We'll carry that over and bring that up. We have got some additional information. We'd like to share that with the committee when we have a little bit more time. Perhaps we can have the this bill before us at that time. So with that, that concludes our work today. It is now 5 p.m. This is, we are hereby adjourned.
This committee works so much better than the oil and gas committee.
What we're going to do now is we're going to start rolling the agenda. Whatever we don't carry today, we'll bring
it. Well, at least we do
that. Okay.
Isn't that incredible?
We were trading notes on that back and forth, trying to.
Yeah, you know what I think happens, Joe? I think
when they go on the AFDC, the most child support is in those cases.
Oh, I don't need to hold my
AFDC.
Just take a look at, listen to what, you know, you were here. You heard what was.
AFDC might be 38, and their child support is only 400.
Well, I haven't heard
you
well enough, so.
That's true. They're
Yeah, I just think there's a lot of education. Well, this is the first time around. And I really do like to have John here when you do
$50,000
from there. It sounds like there's something. That last fellow was interesting.
I think
well, it's nice to see something in there.
and if you know what, how that number,
a man and a woman of our relatives, and the man that goes off and the
I'll see you Thursday at church.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to come back.
Okay, she did a real thorough job, and I don't think that you're going to collect.
She's probably down yet, to be honest.
Well,
you
know, we can plug her into the conference.
Okay, good.
They may have very graciously.
Okay, that's where we're going.
Isn't it amazing? I'm so surprised. I knew
somebody really got, you know, people's minds changed. I've been through one, and you know, in our case, it was an agreed upon settlement, and we took care of the kids until. So the kids were grown.
Yeah.
So maybe, bring the ones we didn't handle back before me. Oh. We'll just take another quick look at those when we get a little more time.
Did you sign the other one up?
Hi, Lauren. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And you?
Good to see you.
Yeah, that one got signed. 301.
Yeah.
So he handed it to me anyway.
Oh, okay, we're okay. And I think like last year.
And see, on the federal report, it would say 12 million.